AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is set to face a second day of grilling from Democrats on Capitol Hill about the Iran war. This time, it'll be from members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. House Democrats questioned him about the war's costs yesterday during a nearly six-hour hearing. He faced sharp questioning over the war's costs in dollars, lives, and critical weapons. The hearings are being held on the Trump administration's 2027 military budget proposal. It would boost defense spending to a historic $1.5 trillion. The Supreme Court has weakened a landmark civil rights-era law that has increased minority representation in Congress and elsewhere, AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports.
In a 6-3 ruling, the court's conservative majority struck down a majority Black congressional district in Louisiana. That decision opens the door for more redistricting across the country that could help Republican efforts to control the House. While President Donald Trump on Wednesday was happy to hear about the ruling,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ruling I like.
Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock says America just took a step backwards.
This Trump Supreme Court just threw out the protections that were earned by the civil rights movement.
Former President Barack Obama also criticized the ruling, saying in a statement the decision effectively guts a key pillar of the Voting Rights Act. The effect of the ruling may be felt more strongly in 2028. That's because most filing deadlines for this year's congressional races have passed. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The White House correspondent's dinner shooting suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, took a picture of himself before the attack. According to court filings, it shows Allen with an ammunition bag, a shoulder gun holster, and a sheathed knife. He's charged with trying to storm the dinner and kill President Trump. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports infant formulas are being put to the test.
A study by the Food and Drug Administration confirms the safety of infant formula. More than 300 samples of commercial infant formula were tested between 2023 and last year for heavy metals, including lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury. The FDA says levels of all contaminants were undetectable or very low. Pesticides were also tested, as well as chemicals found in plastics and substances sometimes called forever chemicals. Outside experts generally agreed with the government's assessment, but others say the detection of some of these compounds at all is concerning. The European Union, Canada, and Australia have enforceable limits for heavy metals in infant formulas. The U.S. does not. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.